Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now a man who would not only like to know the results of bone density tests, but would like to know how dense bones are supposed to be.
Right. So
let's have a scale, like the Richter scale or the capsaicin, something. Steve
the Scoville. Hey, Steven.
Are you as dense as a fraternity brother at an SEC school, kind of dense? Like, that's how dense I want to know.
Right.
Should your bones be, duh. Bro, you crushed that beer, man. Let's go look for some chicks, man. Okay, you're plenty dense. Hello, Bob and Brian. Density. Top of the morning. Welcome back, Aaron Rodgers. Congratulations. I am genuinely happy for him, happy for you, and happy for all of Packer Nation. And go ahead. Go make that suicide cannonball run to the playoffs.
Yes. Yes, I'm ready. I'm on board.
Have fun doing it.
One ticket for the suicide cannonball run to the playoffs, please.
Have fun storming the castle. This will be an interesting ride.
We have a 9% chance of making the playoffs.
I see 15.
15% chance.
Where'd you get 9?
I just saw it on ESPN.
Where'd you get that number?
I just saw it flashed up on the screen.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going on the Football Outsiders DVOA playoff odds report.
All right, fine. I like 15 better.
Okay, good.
I'll take
then
that.
You'll take that then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what DVOA stands for?
D, B, duh, other, D, del, V,
Brian, take a stab. DVOA as a sports stat.
The very other Americans.
Other Americans.
DVOA, what does it mean, Steve?
Defense adjusted. That's a hyphenated one word.
Okay, that kind of threw me there then.
Defense adjusted, value over average.
All right.
Still don't know what it means. Stat, it's the main stat used by Football Outsiders, in which DVOA breaks down the entire season play by play, comparing success on each play to the league average.
Wait a minute. What is it?
Defense adjusted value over average.
Oh, it's the adjusted that threw me off.
Exactly.
Because it should be DAVOA.
DAVOA. Right, but that'd be a 5-letter acronym, and I think those are not in style. Literally, acronyms can only be 3 or 4 letters. If it's 2, it's too short. If it's 5, you're like, well, why don't you just spell it out at this point? You're using 5 letters. DVOA breaks down the entire season play-by-play, comparing success on each play to the league average based on a number of variables, including down distance, location of the field, current score gap, quarter, and opponent quality. While it can be used as a measure of total team performance, it differs from other power ratings found throughout the web because it can be broken down to analyze team effectiveness in any number of ways. Down, quarter, rushing, receiving, location on field, passes to backs, passes to receivers, and on and on. Read the article Method to the Madness for more information on DVOA, defense adjusted value over average. These are the nerds, Brian. This is their stat. Don't question it.
Ah, yes, that's right. What we've got here is a special statistic we've created ourselves. We're watching every single play of the league, as a matter of fact.
Whoa! This forms a three-dimensional object known as a cube, or a frincahedron, in honor of its discoverer.
Does this make any difference in drafting people or determining the outcomes of games?
If a stat like this could actually be the key code to unlock who's going to be a good football player and who's going to be at bag, then no, doesn't do that. It'd be wonderful if it did.
Yeah.
It'd be great. And people are still searching for that. But there's no money ball stat for what does a young man do when he gets hit in the face really hard for the first time ever playing football. How does he react? Does he get up and get pissed off and come to the facility an hour early the next day to lift extra weights? Or does he just stay in bed and think, well, I'm rich, but I don't like this game?
Have we hooked up some kind of gyroscope to those players or
no.
sensor devices?
No way to know.
Helmet cams?
No way to know. Some things in life, Brian, like love, are still a great mystery.
Well, that's your...
Still a great mystery.
There was a very scientific opinion.
There's a very smart
man. Oh, you think love has been statistically broken down scientifically?
People have tried.
Just because of Tinder?
What's the formula?
Tinder.
Or Match.com. Match.com with your how many layers of compatibility they say that they match people up on?
There's people out there trying to break it down to just some kind of dopamine going on.
Sure. So according to Football Outsiders, 15% chance to run, 15% chance to make the playoffs. Now, all of this is predicated on running the table, which is going to be your toughest task of all.
Absolutely.
And
even with the great wizard.
There's no guarantee.
No.
We still no guarantee help. Whatsoever.
But the Falcons.
The only teams you'll fully checkmate at 10-6 are the Cowboys, the Lions, and the Panthers.
Right.
You'll still have to contend with the Seahawks, the Falcons, and possibly the Saints.
So we need losses there. And Carolina and Atlanta play each other. We get Carolina. There's nothing we can really do about Seattle. I got to hope for a loss there. But they're kind of trending the wrong way right now, it feels like, with all the discipline problems and whatnot. I mean, guys wanting to fight the entire crowd. But, you know, we'll see what happens there with Pete Carroll. He's an idiot. But that hasn't slowed him down in the past. He's still got Russell Wilson.
I don't want anyone up there to think that I am ever anti your interests or anti your team's chances to do something special. All that I wanted to do over the last couple of weeks was point out how grossly inadequate the not Aaron Rodgers Packers were, and how frustrating it is for me as an outsider to watch so many good years go to waste. That's all.
Well, it was all brought into focus on Sunday for me when I saw the Rams and Eagles going up and down the field. And I thought, yeah, that's the kind of offense I'm used to seeing.
It's kind of defense we're used to seeing, too. Yeah.
Not the kind of offense.
It doesn't stop anything.
Not the kind of offense where in the third quarter, Jordy Nelson catches a 6-yard out. And they go, and that's the first throw to Jordy Nelson since the opening throw of the game. And you're like, what the hell?
But quarterbacks have favorite receivers. They just do. Devontae Adams is a very capable receiver. And, you know, if that's Hundley's guy, that's his guy. I mean,
you for real with that take?
I kind of am. Because, hey, Rodgers was using Adams a ton. Did you see the Dallas game?
Bro, you can't go a whole half plus of not throwing the ball to 87. He is your best guy. Still, unless you think Adams is better.
I think Adams may be getting better. Seriously. Okay. I do.
Well, he's one of your best guys. Spread it around a bit.
Fine.
Be diverse.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. I don't think he was able to.
Yeah, right.
I don't think Brent Hundley was able to. He
can't run the progressions, can't work the right side of the field, the correct side of the field.
Yeah, I think he's,
for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't get the whole field. He doesn't see all of that.
So
that we take for granted.
But he, he rolled out and threw it out of bounds a lot.
Yeah.
So the Brett Hundley era comes to a close, and may it never, ever open up again in Green Bay.
What if Rodgers goes down in the second quarter on Sunday?
Oh, my God. Shut the cheese.
It could happen.
Are you the guy that when grandma comes back from the hospital, you say in front of everybody, in front of the whole Christmas tree, hey, careful, mom doesn't want to have a seizure again? Jeez.
It's football.
Must be careful. Be wary.
I'm the guy, why do you got to be that guy?
I'm the guy who said a few minutes ago, I think if Aaron Rodgers comes off the field in the third quarter and tells Mike McCarthy, hey, my shoulder's killing me. McCarthy acts like he doesn't even hear him. He just keeps going through the place.
Good throw, Aaron. Yeah, okay. Right. No, coach, seriously, my arm is killing me. What? Okay, hit the sluggo on that one. Yeah, that's good. All right, good.
Or you go, well, take an aspirin. Go see the trainer. Have an aspirin.
No, don't even admit that you've heard the complaint.
Really? Just total?
Complaint. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Literally just mumble, non sequiturs to him like Junior Soprano in his final crazy years. His dying craziness.
Right, when he was out digging holes in his backyard.
He never had the makings of a varsity athlete. What? What talking about? I told you.
Knock it off.
He never... He never had the MRV because of varsity athlete.
I told you to knock that off.
I'm so pissed.
God. All right. So
I'm happy for you guys. Go make a push for it. I'm just still, again, as a bit more of a neutral, less hot-blooded observer from afar, seething mad that just one more win
yeah.
would have put you in such better chances. And there is no reason why you couldn't have won at least one more of those games. It was a damn miracle you won two of the three games with Hundley.
Overtime.
It took walk-off overtime wins against Skadinks, the Bengals and the Browns.
Yeah, right. But we did it. But we did it. It's the first time in Packer history we've had back-to-back overtime wins, and Brett Hundley has more overtime wins than Aaron Rodgers.
I'm conflicted with I want good for you, and I want good for Aaron, and I want good for the Packers, but I don't want that bum
right.
McCarthy to get away, away with it. Don't want him to get away with it.
Right.
It's like watching. I'm conflicted, but
it's
I'm not
like
that
watching
conflicted.
Your mother-in-law drive over a cliff in your new Mercedes.
Ooh,
boy, I love that car.
It's a good one, right?
I don't see them going to the playoffs and McCarthy getting fired.
No, no way. No way, see? You don't get fired when you're in the playoffs, see?
Right.
No, you're right.
What if they – here – okay. Here's hell in a nutshell. Ready? The Packers run the table to go 10-6, but still lose out on the tie breaks and are home for the postseason. And McCarthy keeps his job.
There's a
good chance that'll happen.
According to your statistics.
A very good chance.
According to your stats, there's an 85% chance that could happen.
No. No, no, no. That they run the table.
Yeah.
Run You're just thinking about
and McCarthy
like if they lose
the playoffs,
if they lose
McCarthy
two out of three, if they lose two out of three, then there'll be more clarity on, hey, we got to be better than this, right? If Rodgers plays all
three with Rodgers playing.
Yes, yes.
That could be any of the
Could easily
three.
Happen.
Sure.
I hate to break this to you. You weren't that good with Rodgers this year.
Well, until Dallas.
Rodgers was himself having a great year. But overall, you guys were not world beaters with him.
But we are, historically, the Packers, are a slow-starting team who get chugging along in December.
Okay. Yeah. No, I know.
Okay.
I know. Just so.
Right. I think they kind of hit their stride and fell all apart at the same time.
Yeah.
I think McCarthy should start Hundley anyway, just as a precaution. Even though Rodgers has been cleared, go ahead and start him and then be like, what? I'm really comfortable in their quarterback room.
If he did something like that, they would not let the plane land in Green Bay. They'd have to land at Minneapolis.
I would hope so.
Well, there was that stat that they lead the league in. Opening series touchdowns. I don't know how many of those
Seven.
Were under Brett Hundley.
Yeah. And how many were under Aaron, but
how many were under Hundley?
Huzzah, huzzah for Aaron Rodgers and his return to football. It's going to be an exciting game on Sunday in Carolina. Is that a 1 o'clock or I haven't looked at the schedule?
Well, it's
yet.
Noon here, Steve.
Noon. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm an hour behind.
Yeah. That's
You're an hour behind.
That's a nooner.